Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The One to Trust. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I am sure the psalmist did not imply that we are to be cynical or sarcastic or standing all alone, pushing everyone around us outside of our life. What he implies is the Lord is to be the most important quality and person. The person of Christ should be the central focus of our life. It is always wise to put our confidence in the Lord. When we do not know what to do, turn to the Word of God. Pray that the Lord will reveal from His Word how we are to act, how we are to behave, how we are to conduct ourselves, and above all, what does the Word have to say to us about the way we live our life? Do we trust other people? Certainly. Do we trust our government? Yes, sometimes we question, but then we come to the point where we are told to trust the Lord to be the one to deal with the government. Do we trust other people? Yes, but we do not do what they do if they are ungodly. Always we look to the Lord as the one who we put our confidence in, our trust in, and the one that we follow wholeheartedly. The question that we need to ask ourselves, am I following what God says in His Word? Now, when I ask that question, I have to say, how frequently do I spend in the Word of God to find out what He says to me about the way I'm to live my life day by day, moment by moment? If I'm not reading the Word of God, it is very difficult to know what He has for me to do from His Word. Yes, put confidence in others around us, but above all, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean wholly on your own understanding. In all your ways, trust in the Lord and allow Him to direct your paths. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, our prayer is that we might be more and more like you in everything that we do and all that we say. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.